But there is a really interesting new report published today, and it suggests that children of ethnic minority groups are often overrepresented for some types of special educational needs. So, many black pupils of Caribbean descent are having their education, quote, dumbed down, according to this report, after being wrongly identified as having a range of special needs. The team behind it are from Oxford University. They can't explain why there is this overrepresentation. And I'm delighted to say joining me now is Steve Strand, who's Professor of Education at the University of Oxford, who led this research. Professor, if you don't mind me saying, this is rather disturbing, isn't it?
Well, we've known from research in the United States for quite some time that it's been a big issue over there, but it's increasingly being something we're becoming aware of as an issue in England as well.
So you've analysed data on 6 million children in England schools between 2005-2016, so that's a huge study, and the conclusion in broad terms is what?
Well, what we found is that, you know, we've got nationally representative data, so this isn't an issue that you can say is, you know, being generated from a small sample of pupils. This is something we know is a very real and concrete phenomena. And what we've looked at is who's identified with different kinds of special educational needs. And both special educational needs are important because they mean the young people that have additional needs in the terms of education can be provided with additional support and guidance and resources. So that's overall, it's a good process. But what we were interested in was whether young people from different ethnic minority groups were being represented in the same proportion as young people from white British heritage. And we did find that for social, emotional and mental health needs, which are largely determined by challenging or disruptive behaviour, there was an overrepresentation of black Caribbean youngsters.
And is this an assumption by teaching staff that there's going to be they're going to require more special needs? In a sense, it's like an inbuilt prejudice. I don't know if prejudice is the right word. There's just an assumption that these black and Caribbean children are going to need this extra attention, or is it based on something else?
Well, we've looked at what factors might be driving these differences, because we know things like socioeconomic disadvantage is very unevenly spread in our society.
Yeah.
And we know that ethnic minority groups often suffer much more poverty.
Yeah.
And that did explain some of the variation. We also looked at young people's personal, social and emotional development as they entered school. And again, that explained some of this issue, but it didn't explain everything. So we were left with a situation where we weren't absolutely sure what was driving it, but we could rule out things like high levels of poverty and other measures of on-entry kind of adjustment. So what we did find is it varied quite strongly between schools in the secondary phase. So in some schools it was very much more marked, and in other schools it was very much lesser. So there was something associated with the school context which seemed to be quite strongly explanatory here. And that tended to be schools in very high levels of social disadvantage and with high proportions of black Caribbean young people. So it could be that there are particular challenging circumstances in those contexts. Maybe there's high levels of crime and gang activity and then very other challenging issues of behaviour. So that's one kind of possibility. But maybe also some schools are operating very different disciplinary policies. Some may be operating zero tolerance policies, and young people from black Caribbean and mixed white and black Caribbean heritage are more likely to get tangled up in those processes, either because their behaviour is more challenging or because it's perceived as being more challenging for a range of stereotypical reasons.
And the result's going to be, is it not, that some of these black children, these black pupils, are going to get less academically challenging work to do, which means perhaps they then leave school with not such good qualifications as perhaps their white neighbours, their white counterparts, causing problems then for them in the jobs market?
Well, I think it's important to say that the number of young people identified with special education needs is quite a small proportion of the overall group. We're talking about maybe 4%.
Okay.
Of young people will be identified with SE, social, emotional and mental health needs. So it's very much a minority.
Right.
But the effect that it's not, to the extent that it's not equally distributed, that is an issue.
Yeah.
And if you have something like attention deficit disorder or attention distraction hyperactivity disorder, and you get the additional resourcing, that is a very positive thing. But if some young people are being identified unnecessarily for that, then actually there could be a cost to that, and that could mean that the curriculum they get presented with is not as challenging as it maybe should be. So yes, there can be negative consequences
what?
For being identified.
So the answer is what? What do you say to head teachers, teachers in these schools, in these areas where this is happening?
Well, what it's saying is it's quite difficult to, you have to stand back, and so you don't, if you're interacting with individual students, you're kind of too close to the issue to see this. You have to stand back and look at all your data. So what we'd say is remind all schools about their public sector equality duty, that they need to be monitoring their data and seeing the extent to which young people identified as special needs are drawn sort of in equal proportion from different ethnic groups. And we think local authorities should be looking at this as well. For example, we found in Newham, Black Caribbean young people were less likely to be identified as special educational needs. But in Kensington and Chelsea, they were three times more likely than white British kids to be identified as special needs. So there is also a variation at local authorities, and we think that there should be some inclusion in the inspection process for local authorities of consideration of this topic.
Well, you and of course you mentioned Kensington and Chelsea, a very particularly, I would suggest, a pretty white borough. Newham has a very large ethnic population. Is that a factor too, in, do you think?
That may be a factor. So actually, if you're a part of a smaller group, maybe you're more distinctive, and maybe there are sort of social processes involved in that. So the answer is we don't know. Like a lot of data, this raises a lot more questions than answers.
Yeah.
So it's always a challenge. But I mean, I think what we've done here is largely rule out some of the more obvious issues, and so we need to ask schools to consider and think about their disciplinary policies, how they're identifying young people from different ethnic groups in terms of their provision.
And just finally, Professor, what do you want to happen to this research? I mean, what does the government look at it? Does the Department of Education look at it? Does it go to schools? What will happen?
Well, what we're hoping will happen, because it was funded by the England Department for Education.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping is this will be fed into processes, as I say, like all local authorities have an inspection of their special educational needs and disability services, all the services provided in their areas. We would hope that this issue will feed into that. And we have, in fact, provided local authority-level reports for all 152 local authorities in England. So we're hoping that data is going to be used and it's going to be help authorities and schools identify where they have issues.
Well, thanks for joining me. That's Professor Steve Strand. He's Professor of Education at the University of Oxford, who led that very important research.